I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
I want to
share some truths today that will transform your life if you receive them with all of your heart. It's a way of life, not just a sermon that I want to share with you today. If we had a title for this message, it would be The Maximum Lifestyle or Living to Give.
Upami orang masih anjur kanggo pesan ieu, judulnya eta Gaya Hirup Maksimal atau napi hirup pikeun masihan.
Some people think that this type message would only work in the United States of America.
Sebab baraha jalmi ngemutan pesan sarupa kieu ngan baris hasil di Amerika Serikat.
But I have seen it produce fruit around the world.
Namengin api panas ningali ieu ngahasilkeun buah di sakulia dunya. Panginten
perhaps in anywhere from 60 to 75 nations of the world where we have shared these truths.
Di mana bae di 60 hingga 75 negara di dunia di mana abdi sarayatos ngabagikeun bener-beneran ieu.
And I've seen it produced on the Amazon of Peru, as well as in the heart of Africa, in Kinshasa, Africa.
Tetapi tos ningali ieu hasil di Amazon di Peru, kita oge di pusat Afrika di Kinshasa, Afrika.
So we're going to read today in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10.
Orang baris maca dinten ieu dina Injil Markus pasal 10.
And we will begin with verse 35 and read through verse 45.
Orang badhe ngawitan dina ayat 35.
And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire.
Dirinya Yakobus jeung Yohanes anak Zebedeus teh ngadeketan ka anjeunna terus mihatur, Pak Guru, abdi gaduh panuhun mugi didangu.
Verse 36 of chapter 10 of Mark's Gospel, and he said unto them, What would you that I should do for you?
Ayat 36 di pasal 10 hiji Injil Markus, walerna, aya kahayang naon?
Verse 37, they said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on your right hand and one on your left in thy glory.
Ayat 37, dihaturna. Widian engke abdi-abdi dina kamulian Pak Guru di kiwaan sareng di tengenan.
Verse 38, But Jesus said unto them, You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
Ayat 38, tapi saur Yesus, Maraneh tenyaho kanu dipenta, sanggup maraneh minum lumur nuku kami kudu diinum, sanggup dipatis ku baptisan anu diwajibkan ka kami.
Verse 39, And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with, shall you be baptized.
Ayat 38, maneh nang ajab sanggup, saur Yesus, puguh kitu teh mah. Maraneh memang bakal nginum lumur nu kami kudu diinum jeung dibaptis ku baptisan anu diwajibkeun ka kami.
But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared.
Tapi hal tempat dikenca jeung katuhun kami teu boga hak ngidinan. Eta mah rek dipikeunna ngan ka jalma-jalma anu geus ditangtukeun bae.
Verse 41, And when the ten heard it, they were began to be much displeased with James and John.
Ayat 41, mudmid nu 10 urang deui jadi aramekeun ka Yakobus jeung Yohanes.
Verse 42, But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, You know that they which are counted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them.
Tapi ku Yesus disauran, maraneh nyaho yen anu disarebut pamarintah bangsa teh, marintah ku rakyatna keras pisan. Kitu di pembesar-pembesarna ka rakyat teh kacida kerasna.
Verse 43, But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister.
Ayat 43, Maraneh jeung maraneh mah ulah kitu, sing sahan hoyong punjul kudu laladen ka babaturan.
And verse 44, And whosoever will be chiefest shall be servant of all.
Ayat 44, sing sahan hoyong jadi papentol kudu jadi gandek sarerea.
Verse 45, For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.
Ayat 5, sebab putra manusia oge datang na lain hayang dilayanan, tapi sejak ngelayanan, jeng sejak ngorbankan pati ngesan nebus dosa jalmaria.
Here we found the secret of a lifestyle that will set you free from many bondages that this world will put on you.
Jadi orang nemukan Rusia ayah gaya hirup nu baris ngabibaskan saderek tinu ikatan nu seer nu diterapkan kudunya iya ka saderek.
The secret is to live to serve, live to bless, live to give.
Rusia iya nyata hirup pikan ngelayanan, hirup pikan ngaberkahan, hirup pikan masihan.
To follow in the footsteps of the Son of God.
Nurutan Putra Allah.
He is our example.
Anjeunna teh tuladan urang.
He gave himself.
Anjeunna masihkeun dirina nyalira.
This Bible is a book on giving.
Kitab suci teh hiji buku ngeunaan masihan.
The very nature of God is a nature of giving.
Tabiat dasar Allah nyaeta hoyong masihan.
For God so loved the world that He gave.
Margi Allah sakitu mika anyah dunia ieu dugi ka man.
What did He give?
Sana masikeun.
His only Son.
Hari mantana pasikeun putra nu tunggal.
Why?
Kunaon?
For the redemption of lost humanity.
Ikeun nebus umat manusia nu leungit.
See, when we learn the lifestyle of living to give.
Tinggal waktu seorang diajar gaya hirupnya eta hirup pikeun masihan.
We live in a brand new different dimension of life.
Orang hirup dina dimensi hirup nu anyar.
It's a life of joy and blessing and release.
Eta hiji kahirupan sukabunga tur berkah tur kalepasan.
It's a life of blessing others.
Hiji kahirupan nu ngaberkahan jalmi-jalmi sanes.
It's just following the example of the Son of God.
Ieu mah nurutan tuladan Putra Allah.
Because he said in John 10:28.
Bagaimana nyarios dina Yohanes 10 ayat 28.
He said that no man, the latter part of the verse says, no man takes my life, I give it.
Bagaimana akhir dina ayat ieu nyaroskeun moal kena ku binasa jeung moal bisa karampas ti leungeun kaula.
So we need to learn these truths.
Dan dan urang perlu diajar bebeneran ieu.
We don't all have the same talents to share or the same gifts to share.
Kada sadaya talenta nu sami pikeun dibagikeun atanapi anugrah-anugrah nu sami pikeun dibagikeun.
But we can all give of what God has deposited in our hearts, in our lives.
Tapi urang tiasa masihkeun sadaya nu Allah simpen dina hate urang, dina hirup urang.
The early church lived only to give.
Gereja nu mimiti hirup ngan pikeun masihan.
You can find that in Acts chapter 4, 32 to 37, though we won't take time to read it.
Tarik tiasa ni mungkin di acara Rasul 4 ayat 32 hingga 37 najan orang tenggaduh waktu macana.
In the English version, we found the two words serve and service more than 1,400 times.
Di versi bahasa Inggris orang mendakan doa kecap ngelayanan sareng pelayanan langkung ti 1,400 kali.
And we also find the word give 816 times in this book.
Orang oge mendakan kecap masihan 816 kali dina buku ieu.
So living to give must be a way of life, not just something you hear occasionally or do occasionally.
Dan dina hirup pikeun masihan kada janten kaya hirup, sanes saukur hiji hal nu saderek dangu tapi lakukeun kadang-kadang bae.
All great missionaries down through the years have been givers.
Para misionaris ageung taun ka taun parantos janten nu masihan.
And Jesus is teaching us here that greatness comes through our service and our gifts.
Yesus nuju ngawulang urang di dieu yen urang tiasa janten ageung ngalangkungan pelayanan urang tur pamasihan-pamasihan urang.
We don't earn God's salvation by what we give. We express what He's done in our hearts through our life of service and giving.
Kita harus menginginkan keselamatan Allah. Kunaon nu urang pasikeun urang nyaroskeun naon nu anjeunna tos pidamel dina hate urang tur ngalayanan sareng masihan.
We have so much to give that hasn't got a thing to do with money.
Urang ngarasa kitu seueur kanggo dipasikeun nu teu aya kaitana sareng artos.
What does it cost to give a smile?
Naon biaya nu kedah urang kaluarkeun kanggo masihan imut?
A Christian embrace.
Hiji tangkepan Kristiani.
Or a prayer in favor of someone else.
Hiji doa pikeun kapentingan jalmi sanes.
What does it cost to visit someone that's ill or in prison?
Biaya naon nu kedah ku urang kaluarkeun pikeun nepungan hiji jalmi nu teu damang atanapi di penjara.
We find that the Macedonians were great givers.
Urang mendakan yen urang-urang Makedonia teh perehan.
In 2 Corinthians 8:1-5.
Dina 2 Korintus pasal 8 ayat 1-5.
We find that they gave of themselves first.
Orang mendakan yang mimiti aranjana masrahkeun hirup aranjana heula.
God wants our life, our whole being before he can receive our gifts of monetary value.
Panggilan mikah hayang hirup urang sadaya kaayaan urang sarta acan mantena tiasa nampi pamasihan urang dina bentuk artos.
My most precious gift was not a check with a large number of numbers in it.
Pamasihan urang nu pangharganana sanes hiji cek ku sakitu angkana.
It came to me from a peasant woman in southern Mexico.
Abi ngalamanana di ti saurang istri petani di Meksiko Selatan.
To give you a little background of the trip, I'll tell you how it happened.
Kepada sadaya terang saketik ngenaan riwayat perjalanan ieu abi.
I had traveled 7 hours in an old beat up Ford truck.
Kepada masian terang sadaya. Abi perantos ngayakeun perjalanan salami 7 jam dina kagoncang-goncangkeun.
With 4 tons of merchandise on the truck.
4 ton barang-barang di luhureun truk.
It wasn't a road, just a trail through the mountains.
Di sana si jalan ageng, mung hiji jalan alit ngalangkungan pagunungan.
And it was raining.
Dan eta nuju hujan.
And the road was narrow.
Jalanna sempit.
And we were up at altitudes perhaps of 3,000 meters.
Panginten 3,000 meter di luhureun cai.
Almost 10,000 feet.
Hampir 10,000 kaki.
And to make the trip more interesting.
Ikan ngadama perjalanan langkung menarik.
There was a 16-year-old boy driving that animal.
Ayah rumaja umur 16 tahun nyetir truk eta.
I had spent 7 hours of constant prayer.
Abi parantos nyiapkeun 7 jam teras-terasan ngadoa.
I had repented of things I never even thought about doing.
Abi parantos tobat kanggo hal-hal nu abdi nyaliran teu acan ngimut midamelna.
We finally reached the village.
Akhirna abi sadaya dugi ka hiji desa.
A pagan village.
Hiji desa anu nyembah berhala.
And I had the first praise service ever conducted in that village.
Abi kengen kesempatan ngayakeun kabaktian kawitan di desa eta secara umum.
I was so glad to be alive.
Abi bingah pisan kanggo hirup.
I had hopes of seeing my wife Martha and my 3 children.
Abi miharep ningal pun bojo Martha tur katilu pun anak.
Then we had to walk 2.5 hours through the mud and in the rocks through the mountains.
Dengan abi kedah mapah 2.5 jam ngalangkungan letak tur batu-batu cacas ngalangkungan pagunungan.
I was carrying a suitcase and a sleeping bag and a bunch of Bibles.
Abi nyandak hiji koper hiji kantong kulem tur satumpuk kitab suci.
Finally we reached the village called The Future, El Porvenir.
Akhirnya abis saya dugi ka desa nu disebut masa depan di Porvenir.
My feet were really hurting me.
Abis sampean abis leres-leres nyeri.
In fact, I was doing my best not to cry.
Terus abis ngusahakeun kanggo henteu nangis.
My feet were just asking for mercy.
Sampean abis teh nyuhunkeun di bikarunya.
And I was sitting under a tree.
Abis nuju calik di handapan tangkal.
On a bench.
Dina hiji dahan.
And a woman that I'd never seen.
Orang istri anu abintewano.
Came out with a pan of water.
Keluar nyadak sapanci cai.
She knelt at my feet.
Anjena sideku dina sampian abdi.
And began to take off my shoes.
Ngayutan muka sapatu abdi.
I said, sister, what plan of action do you bring?
Saur abdi, ibu, nanu bade di bidama.
She said, I'm going to bathe your feet.
Marana abdi bade ngamasu sampian bapak.
I said, no way.
Saur abdi tekedah.
My feet were sweaty.
Sampian abdi.
And perhaps odious.
Kesangan, panginten bau.
She was on her knees.
Anjena si deku.
I can still see her face.
Abi masih tiasa ningali raraina.
A tear began to trickle down her cheek.
Disocang ngucur tina pipina.
And she said, Brother Myers.
Taurna Pak Mayer.
Don't be so hard-hearted, please.
Punten tong ngeraskan mana.
Don't rob me of the blessing.
Tong nyandak berkah di abdi.
They wash to bathe the feet of a servant of my Lord.
Ngumpat sampean gandek pangeran abdi.
I said, lady, you complicate the simple.
Saur abdi, ibu, entong ngagegedekeun.
So I said, go ahead.
Janten saur abdi, mangga.
Oh, what a refreshing bath.
Oh, meni nyegerkeun.
But as she bathed my feet, she handled my feet as if they were fragile, something of great value.
Nang watas anjena ngumbah sampean Nabi, anjena nyepeng sampean Nabi, ati-ati pisan sapertos nyepeng anu berharga.
Then it was my turn to cry.
Sajeng bagian Abdi nangis.
I never had received a gift like that before or after.
Tapi ente kantos nampi hiji hadiah sapertos eta satatantur saparantosna.
She didn't realize that according to what we've read in the scripture today.
Anjena tersadar yang numutkeun di aos ku abdi dinten ieu.
That whosoever will of you will be chiefest in verse 44 shall be servant of all.
Sing saan wahayang janten nupang punjuna ayat 44 anjena kedah janten kandek kanggo sadayana.
She didn't realize that in the eyes of God,
anjena tersadar yang di payunan suca pangeran.
She was probably greater than the president of the Mexican Republic.
Anjena pangitan langkung punjul di patan presiden Republik Meksiko.
Because the Son of God came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give.
Kumargi putra Allah tersumping kanggo dilayanan, tapi kanggo layanan sarang kanggo masihan.
And in the last part of chapter 20, verse 21 of God, John's Gospel.
Ini bagian akhir di pasal 20 ayat 20 hiji Injil Yohanes.
No, la última parte del verso 21.
Bagian akhir di ayat hiji.
Going into Spanish.
Tapi ninggal di bahasa Spanyol.
It says, Jesus says, as my Father has sent me, even so sent I you.
Lalu Yesus aku marah manggis ngutus ke kami, kami ukirek ngutus marane.
It's impossible.
Mual mungkin.
To separate your spiritual life from the way you handle material things.
Misalkan kehidupan rohani sadek dicara sadek nanganan barang-barang duniawi.
In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel chapter 6 verse 21.
Dinapi ulang di gunung dina Injil Matius pasal 6 ayat 21.
Jesus said,
Yesus,
where your treasure is, there's your heart, there your heart will be also.
Di mana ayana kekayaan maneh, nya didinya nyantelna hati maneh.
So we can't separate our temporal from the eternal.
Tentang urang tetiasa masihkeun nu samentawis tinu langgeng.
So many people don't understand that.
Terjami nu teu ngartos eta.
Paul said in Philippians, he said, we brought nothing into this world and we'll take nothing out.
Paulus nyaraskan dina kitab Filipi orang tenyandak nanaon waktu ninggal kendunya.
There's no pockets in the suit of a dead man.
Saya saku-saku dina acuk jalmi maut.
What we do for God, we do while we're living.
Nanu orang pidamel kanggo pangeran, orang pidamel waktu orang masih hidup.
And then, what we do for God is recorded in the bank of heaven.
Ajeng nanu ku orang pidamel kanggo pangeran diserat di bank sawarga.
Every kind deed,
tunggal kelakuan hade.
Every prayer,
tunggal doa.
Every time,
tunggal perpuluhan.
All every offering,
orang bakti.
That we do in His name for His glory.
Orang pidamel dina jenengan anak kanggo kamulyanana.
It's a deposit to our account in the bank of heaven.
Ye hiji deposito di bank sawarga.
So the recording angel of heaven.
Dan catatan malaikat di sawarga.
He ought to know us better than the teller down at the local bank.
Karena terang ngenaan orang langkung saya tibatan pada mal bank setempat.
Where are you doing the most business?
Di mana saderek midamel bisnis?
Where are you making the most investments, friend?
Pang saeurna, di mana saderek nyimpen pang saeurna?
It's not how much we have.
Karena sababaraha saeur nu ku urang pikaduh.
It's how we administer the blessings of God in every area of our lives.
Nah, kumaha urang ngatur setiap berkah-berkah Gusti setiap bidang kehidupan urang.
We can't take anything to heaven.
Urang teu nyandak nanaon ka sawarga.
But we can send it ahead.
Nanging orang tiasa ngintunkan langkung tipayun.
We send it ahead every time we fulfill God's word in obedience to what He's telling us to do.
Langkung tipayun setiap orang midamel pangandika Gusti dina kataatan kana naon anu nuju dipasikeun terang ka urang kangge midamelna.
According to Revelations chapter 22 verse 12, Revelations 22:12.
Amunkeun Wahyu 22 ayat 12.
Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
Lord Jesus, sing waspada. Kami telah datang. Beri ganjaran pikeun sakabeh satimpal jeung lampah masing-masing.
Salvation of the soul is a gift from God.
Keselamatan jiwa nyata hiji anugerah ti Allah.
But rewards will be based on our faithfulness to what God has called us to do.
Nah, ganjaran anu dumasar karena kesetiaan karena naon anu ku Allah paparantos nyaur urang kanggo ngalakukeunana.
All the heavenly mansions are not the same size.
Bumi-bumi di sawarga henteu sami ukuranana.
You choose what kind of, what size building you want for eternity.
Sarek milih nyalira ukuran gedong anu sarek hoyong kanggo kalanggengan.
There was a rich man that got a visit from the death angel.
Aya seorang jalmi anu dongkapan ku seorang malaikat maut.
And the angel said, "I've come for you."
Sareta malaikat, kami geus datang ka anjeun.
He said, "I'm not ready to go."
Alor jalmi eta, abdi tatan siap kanggo mios.
Well, he said, "Get ready."
Sareta malaikat, siap-siap.
He said, "Can I take anything with me?"
Apa maka eta tiasan teh abdi nyandak?
He said, "Well, no, not really."
Sahur malaikat henteu tiasa.
Well, he said, "Let me carry at least one suitcase."
Sahur malaikat eta widya nabi sahenteuna nyandak hiji koper.
So he said, "All right, go get it."
Sahur malaikat eta sae candak eta koper.
So he went out and opened up his safe.
Anjeunna kaluar sareng muka brankas.
And he filled it up with gold.
Terus ngisian koper ku emas.
Gold, and he came out carrying a suitcase full of gold.
Anjeunna kaluar nyandak koper anu pinuh ku emas.
When he got to heaven,
atas anjana dugi ka sawarga,
Saint Peter asked him, "What have you got in that suitcase?"
Santo Petrus naros ka anjana, "Naon isi eta koper?"
"Open it up."
"Buka."
So he opened it.
Muka,
Peter looked.
Anjana muka sareng Petrus ningali.
Kind of perplexed.
Rada bingung.
He said, "You brought pavement to heaven?"
Anjana sareng maneh nyandak kikisi ka sawarga.
"Because the streets are gold."
Mari ki jalan-jalan di damar tina emas.
Oh, my!
Wow.
We need to recognize that heavenly rewards are based on our faithfulness to God's revealed will.
Urang perlu kenal yan ganjaran sawarga dumasar kana kesetiaan urang kana pangersa Allah anu dinyatakeun.
Important things in life are very few.
Hal penting dina kehidupan mung sakedik.
To be more explicit.
Mangga tegasna.
Only two.
Mung dua.
And Paul the apostle gives us the outline in Acts chapter 9.
Rasul Paulus masihan pedoman dina Rasul-rasul pasal 8.
When he had his encounter with Jesus Christ on the Damascus road.
Atas anjana pendak sareng Yesus Kristus di jalan nuju ka Damsik.
And Jesus said, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
Yesus ngadawuh ka Paulus.
No, Jesus said to Paul,
"Saulus, Saulus, kunaon maneh nganiaya kami?"
And he said, "Who are you, Lord?"
Paler Paulus, "Saha anjeun Gusti?"
"That I'm Jesus."
"Kami Yesus."
"Who you're persecuting?"
"Nuku maneh dia niaya teh?"
And when that was answered to his satisfaction,
ramata sajana ngaral puas ngadangung waleran eta.
Then he had another question.
Terus anjeun ngajukeun patrosan sanes.
"What do you want me to do?"
"Anu dipikahayang ku abdi dipidamel?"
"Let your life revolve around those two basic That outline with two basic points."
Sawiwas hirup sadek aya dina dua poin dasar ieu.
To know God.
Ngenaan Allah.
And to do the will of God.
Sareng ngalakukan pangersa Allah. Mung ieu.
That's the only outline you need.
Garis ageung nu diperyogikeun ku sadek.
And God's will includes our daily service to those who need us.
Pangersa Gusti kalebet kana pelayanan urang sadidinten aranjeunna anu meryogikeun urang.
Because Jesus said in Matthew 25.
Margi Yesus ngadawuh dina Matius 25.
Said I was in prison.
Waktu kami di panjara.
And you visited me.
Kumaranae dilongo.
Sick and you came to see me.
Kuaranjeun dilayat.
Hungry and you fed me.
Kami lapar.
Thirsty and you gave me drink.
Arajeun dibere dahar, karahalahap dibere nginum.
And the one on his right side, right hand said, "We don't remember ever doing that for you."
Manubaleun ngawangsul abdi henteu emut mindamel eta pikeun da Gusti.
He said, "Inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, you've done it unto me."
Ye sanyana sagala pitulung aranjeun anu dibikeun ka ieu dulur kami anu panghinana eta teh ngalulungan ka kami pisan.
When you serve someone else, you do it in the name and in the place of our Lord Jesus.
Atos sadere ngalayanan jalmi sanes sadere ngalakukeun dina nami sareng kalinggihan Pangeran urang Yesus Kristus.
What good is it to have a lot of this world's good if we have no peace in our heart?
Naon saeunang gaduhan seueur barang di dunya yeun umpami hate urang henteu tentrem.
And how blessed we are if we have peace in our hearts if we don't have a lot of this world's goods.
Orang diberkahan pisan pami hati-hati orang tentrem umpami orang henteu ngagaduhan harta dunya nu seueur.
Because peace comes from a relationship, not through possessions.
Pamarki tentrem asana ti hiji hubungan sanes harta benda.
Our riches depend on the depth of our relationship.
Kakayan orang kumantung kana jerona hubungan orang.
I don't know where you plan to spend the rest of your life.
Tapi terang di mana saderek nyeepkeun sesa hirup saderek.
But I plan to spend the most of the rest of my life in heaven with my Lord Jesus.
Tapi ngarencanakan kanggo nyeepkeun sesa hirup abdi di sawarga sareng Gusti Yesus.
So that's the reason I'm preoccupied and burdened to do His will in the earth.
Ya jantan alasan abdi asik tur aya manah kanggo ngalakukeun pangarsana di bumi ieu.
I think it do a lot of us good.
Imutan Nabi ieu baris ngadongkapkeun kahadian pikeun urang.
Especially in this nation, the United States of America.
Utamina di negara ieu, di Amerika.
If God requires us to give away everything we possess every 7 years.
Mae pangaran mikah hoyong urang masikeun sagala hal nu urang gaduh setiap 7 tahun.
It would keep our faith activated.
Mantena baris ngajantenkeun iman urang tetep aktif.
And it make God reality in our lives more than ever before.
Baris ngajantenkeun pangeran nyaeta dina kahirupan urang langkung tina sateuacana.
Some people don't give God a chance to show him how big he is.
Sabaraha jalmi henteu masikeun kesempatan ka pangeran kanggo nunjukkeun sakitu agengna mantena.
They're always trying to figure out how not to find themselves cornered by God.
Aranjeuna sok merhitungkeun supados hirup jaranjeuna henteu dimonopoli ku Allah.
That God wants to show us His bigness and we find it out as we walk in obedience to serve and to give.
Allah sok nunjukkeun kaagunganna ka urang, urang nginginkeun ieu waktos urang mapah dina kataatan kanggo ngalayanan sareng kanggo masihan.
Of course, when it comes to giving,
antos wae dina waktos kanggo masihan.
Tithing,
da persepuluhan.
It's just the beginning point.
Ya mung saukur poin ngawitan.
It's where the little children play.
Eta di mana barudak alit ameng.
If you just a tither after 10 years to know God, you're way behind in your growth.
Pamisalnya mung saukur masihan sapersepuluh saperta 10 taun wano ka pangeran sareng acan tumuwuh.
Yeah, your stewardship needs to be reviewed.
Cara sareng ngatur atau kedah dinilai deui.
A lot of people have grown in many areas of their Christian walk.
Jadi parantos tumuwuh dina seueur bidang dina perjalanan Kristiani aranjeuna.
They've learned the power of Jesus' name on lips of faith.
Aranjeuna parantos diajar yen kawasa di lebet panjenengan Yesus parantos ngangkat iman.
They've learned how to scatter devils in Jesus' name.
Parantos diajar kumaha ngaburantakeun iblis di lebet panjenengan Yesus.
And they're growing every day in their Bible knowledge.
Aranjeuna tumuwuh unggal dinten dina ngenal kitab suci.
But in their stewardship in regards to the earthly things.
Angin cara aranjeuna miara benda-benda duniawi.
They are not growing at the same speed.
Aranjeuna tumuwuh dina waktos nu teu sami.
To their own detriment and to their own loss.
Kana karusakan sareng karugian aranjeuna.
In Malachi chapter 3.
Na Maliaki pasal 3.
Beginning at verse 8.
Nawitan ayat 8.
And chapter 3 Malachi, the last book of the Bible, verse 8 of chapter 3, and reading through verse 12.
Malaki kitab pangungtungan tina perjalami ayat 3 dugi ka ayat 12.
Will a man rob God? God speaking. Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offerings.
Kami arek nanya, nah pantes jelma ngarinah ka Allah, tangtu untuk pantes. Tapi mana yang ngarinah ka kami, cek maraneh ngarinate dina naun. Dina mayar pepuluhan jeng dina mere pangbakti.
Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me even the whole nation. God was accusing Israel of robbing him.
Maraneh kape ayah dina panyapa, lantaran semua bangsa maraneh yang ngarinah ka kami.
In verse 10, it's the only place in the Bible where God challenges us to prove it.
In ayat 10, ia di hiji-hijina tempat di mana kitab suci, di mana pangeran nangtang kurang kanggung nguji mantena.
Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
Renken sing gembleng perpuluhan marane ka bait kami supaya didinya te kurang-kurang pahan dahareun pek kami uji engke marane narenjo kami mukakeun jendela-jendela sawarga ngahujanan marane ka sagala rupa-rupa anu mangfaat.
In Mexico City there was a man that heard the gospel.
Di kota Meksiko aya saurang pamegat anu ngadangu Injil.
And he liked the whole message.
Anjeunna mikaresep sadaya pesen eta.
Except the part of tithing and giving.
Iwalti masian sepersepuluh sareng berehan.
He said, Pastor,
Pak Pendeta,
I want the Lord Jesus to save me.
Tapi hayang Gusti Yesus nyalametkeun abdi.
Under these conditions.
Ku kakayaan-kakayaan ieu.
I want him to cleanse my filthy heart.
Tapi hayang mantenang ngabersihkeun hate abdi nu kotor.
With the blood of Jesus.
Kugete Yesus.
Want him to write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Tapi hayang mantenang nyeratkeun nami abdi dina kitab kehidupan anak domba.
But I want him to keep his big hands out of my pockets as long as I live.
Tapi hayang mantenang ngajauhkeun panangan agungna ti saku-saku abdi salami hirup abdi.
And the Lord saved him.
Pangeran nyelametkeun anjeunna.
Every time there was a service, he didn't fail. He was always there.
Jika ada kerjaan anjana pernah gagal, anjana osok ayah baik.
But when they took up the tithes and the offerings,
tapi waktu saatnya nyandak persepuluhan sarang persembahan,
he'd fold his arms,
anjana nilepkan panangana.
Like he had a bath in lime juice,
bersiram dina jus jeruk limau.
With an ugly face,
rarai nu hasem.
Enough to scare two lions and three bears.
Jika panggung nyingsianan dua singa sarang tilu biruang.
But finally one day he went to the pastor.
Nang akhirna mah dina hiji dinten anjeunna nemonan pendeta.
And he said, I've got the tithe.
Caurna, abdi kedah masian perpuluhan.
It's in the Bible.
Ieu aya dina kitab suci.
And he was a public accountant.
Anjeunna teh saurang akuntan publik.
So he made good money.
Janten artosna seueur.
He said, I want to pay my tithe 12 months in advance.
Saurna abdi hoyong masian sapersepuluhan abdi 12 sasih tipayun.
And the leader said, why?
Eta pamimpin nyaur kunaon?
He said, well, I prefer.
Saur eta pamegat abdi langkung resep.
To feel one gigantic pain.
Haraoskeun sakali kanyeri anu pangnyerina.
Then 12 pains of lesser intensity.
Tibatan 12 kali nyeri nu teu sababaraha.
The next week, they gave him a raise.
Minggu payuan gajihna ditaikeun.
So consequently, he had to figure his tithe again.
Akibatna anjeunna kedah masian sapersepuluh deui.
And not to lengthen the story.
Singkat cerita.
He not only ended up being a great tithe and a generous giver.
Anjeunna sanes mung saukur janten nu masian sapersepuluh anu hebat sareng jalmi anu murah hate.
But he even bought a lovely automobile as a gift for the leader of the work there.
Jadi oke ngagaleh hiji mobil sae salaku hadiah kanggo pangmimpin anu didamel didinya.
Oh, we could just understand the blessing of living to bless.
Kami orang ngartos berkah kehidupan teh kanggo mengaberkahan.
The joy of giving, the joy of serving, the joy of living for others.
Suka pingah masihan, suka pingah ngalayanan, suka pingah hirup kanggo jalmi sanes.
It's a dimension far above the normal life of most so-called even Christians.
Yaitu hiji dimensi tebih luhureun kahirupan normal anu disebut urang-urang Kristen.
Many Christians have never understood that their stewardship either is the way they handle the temporal determines the depth of their relationship with God.
Tara urang Kristen teu ngartos yen kapangurusan aranjeunna, cara aranjeunna nanganan anu samentawis nangtoskeun raketna hubungan anjeunna sareng Pangeran.
All we have to do is just see what we do with the temple and we'll know exactly how we stand with God.
Kumaha lakukeun ku urang nyaeta ningali nu urang pidamel samentara urang bari terang kumaha urang aya di pihak Pangeran.
A man that doesn't tithe.
Ta urang nu teu masian perpuluhan.
According to chapter 3 verse 10, verse 9.
Numutkeun pasal 3 ayat 8.
9, verse 9 of chapter 3 it says, you are cursed with a curse.
Caurkeun maraneh kabeh. Aya dina panyapa.
The man that disobeys God cancels out his faith.
Pangeran anu henteu taat, ka pangeran ngalengitkeun imanna.
Disobedience destroys faith.
Ketaatan yang ngarusak iman.
How many like to know how I lost my hair?
Sabar sir, nu hoyong terang kumaha abdi kelingitan rambut abdi.
My wife didn't pull it out.
Entai caputanku pun bojo.
Although she's probably had a reason and more than one after 44 years of holy bliss.
Najan anjana ngagaduhan alusan terlangkung tihiji sepertos 4 tahun ngalaman kapingan suci.
I'll just tell you what happened.
Abdi bade ngawartos kenal nu kacantenan.
I read here in verse 10 of chapter 3 of Malachi.
Tapi ngawas dina ayat 10 pasal 3 dina Maliaki.
He said that bring you all the tithe into the storehouse. Bring you all the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now therewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out on you a blessing that there shall be no room in, not room enough to receive.
Saurna, sayangkan sing gembleng perpuluhan maraneh ka bait kami supaya didinya kurang-kurang bahan daharen pe kami uji engke maraneh ninjo kami mukakan jendela-jendela sawarga.
So I begin to do that with all my heart.
Tapi ngawitan ngalakukeun eta ku sapinuh hate ka abdi.
And so for the last 50 years,
50 tahun salajengna,
your servant has been standing under so many open heavenly windows.
Sandek sadek parantos ngadeg di handap waktu seueur jendela sawarga anu muka.
I've been standing under these these great windows of heaven.
Ari parantos ngadeg di andapan jendela-jendela anu muka.
And God has poured so many blessings on my coconut, on my head.
Pangeran parantos ngucurkeun berkah anu seueur di mastaka abdi.
That they rub the blessing off. They rub the hair off.
Kumaha eta aranjeunna ngarantok ka rambut?
The blessing rubbed off all my hair.
Berkah-berkah parantos ngarontokkeun sa rambut abdi.
Some of you ladies with pretty hair out there.
Sabar seueur istri anu rambutna sae di dinya.
Say, I don't know if I want God to bless me quite that much enough.
Abdi hoyong diberkahan ku pangeran sakitu seueurna atawi henteu.
Dear sister,
parwarki anu banghar.
To live with the preacher with the blessings of this servant of God.
Anggo hirup ku berkah-berkah gandek pangeran.
Or liken to the blessings that God has given me.
Atana bisa parantos berkah-berkah anu parantos dipasikeun pangeran ka abdi.
It would justify a wig or peluca.
Bari dipasihan wig atana pi peluca.
Because this is the lifestyle that satisfies. Oh mama.
Margi aya gaya hirup anu muaskeun. Oh wa.
It's so simple many people miss it.
Geusrana pisan seueur jalmi anu kalengitan eta.
Jesus said the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give.
Ewanya sapa putra manusia ge datang lain hayang dilayanan, tapi saja ngalayanan sareng masihan.
How difficult for some in a world that's so materialistic to understand this.
Tapi saan kanggo sababaraha jalmi di dunia ieu anu materialistik, aranjeun henteu ngartos ieu.
But when we see that God is our source,
urang ningali yen pangeran teh sumber urang.
God is the giver.
Pangeran teh anu masihan.
And he challenges us to give.
Mantenang tang urang kanggo masihan.
Then giving becomes a way of life.
Ate masihan teh janten gaya hirup.
Every morning you get up looking for somebody you can bless.
Setiap enjing sadaya kugah kanggo milarian hiji jalmi anu tiasa sadrek berkahan.
You start seeing how you can share with someone.
Sadaya kawita ningali ku masa tiasa ngabagikeun ka hiji jalmi.
It's not how much you share.
Nasku seurna nuku sadrek bagikeun.
It's God sees quality before he sees quantity.
Pangeran ningali kualitas sadaya ningali kuantitas.
And the gift indicates the quality tambien of the giver.
Masihan teh nunjukeun kualitas nu masihan.
Jesus clearly taught that when he in Luke 21.
Jesus ngawulang jelas pisan dina Lukas pasal 21.
When the widow woman gave the 2 mites.
Patos randa eta masihan 2 peser.
Jesus said she gave more than they all.
Jesus ngatauhan jeung masihan langkung saeur tibatan sadayana.
I can just imagine Peter shaking his head.
Tapi biasa ngabayangkeun Petrus kegodeg.
Thinking, dear Lord Jesus, you know a lot about a lot of things.
Nyebutan Gusti Yesus anjeun terang seueur perkawis.
But it comes to economy, you don't know much.
Yang berkas ekonomi Gusti kirang terang.
How can these 2 little mites be more than those talents of gold and silver?
Nah, biasa 2 peser ieu langkung tibatan talenta-talenta emas sareng perak.
But he sees quality before he sees quantity.
Nanging ningali kualitas sataadan kuantitas.
How often we miss God's blessings?
Sering pisan urang kalengitan berkah Allah.
Because we're not willing to turn loose the little.
Amarga urang alim kalengitan usah kedik.
But little is much if God is in it.
Nanging sakadik oge seueur umpami dilebet pangeran.
And much is naught or nothing if without God's blessing. Or if it's selfishly sought.
Jaga rugi entah ayah atas umpami orang ayah berkah di pangeran atau tapi mung milarian keuntungan kang konyalira.
Some of the richest people I know.
Sabara jalmi ayah nu ku abdi wano.
Don't have a bank account.
Jaga duh rekening bank.
But they've got a lot of Christian fruit from their service to God.
Aranjenan kagungan seueur buah dina pelayanan kristiani aranjenan ka pangeran.
They live on a mountainside.
Aranjenan linggih di lamping gunung.
I knew one man that wore out 5 pairs of shoes in one big work shoes in 1 year preaching the gospel.
Abdi wanoh ka saurang pamangkat nu nyiapkeun 5 pasang sepatu didamel sataun salami ngawartakeun Injil.
In the mountains.
Di gunung-gunung.
And he only had one hand.
Hanya namung ngagaduhan isi panangan.
Because when he was witnessing to a person one time about Jesus,
margi waktu anje nangan nyaksikeun ngeunaan Yesus ka hiji jalmi.
The man got mad.
Jalmi eta ngambek.
And said, "Loan me your machete, your knife."
Nah, injeman kami parang atau peso.
And he took the man's knife and cut him all over and cut off his right arm.
Anje nanya ndak eta peso teras nyerang tur motong panangan katuhuna.
But he still this with one arm. He was still preaching, wearing out shoes, and in heaven he'll have a great reward.
Engga hiji panangan anjeuna kutbah makane ngangge sapatu dugi ka rusak di sawarga anjeuna baris kenging puruh nu ageung.
How we need to recognize the brevity of life and the vastness of eternity.
Urang geura keterang singkatna hirup sareng luasna kalanggengan.
Life is nothing more than Well, James says it's like a vapor.
Hirup mun saukur sapertos hasap, saur Yakobus.
The Bible says it's like water spilt on the ground.
Kita kudu nyaroskeun ieu sapertos cai anu moura ka taneuh.
And our stewardship down here determines the extent of our reward in heaven.
Tara urang ngurus dieu nangtoskeun uihan deui nangtoskeun buruh urang di sawarga.
So I want to hear the Lord Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
Kata Nabi Hoyong ngadangu Gusti Yesus ngadawu, "Ade pisan kalakuan maneh pada ka kami nu satia."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But there's still young people who ask me, said, "Brother Myers, when are you going to retire?"
Kami naros ka abdi, Pak Mayer, iraha bapak pensiun?
I'm 73 years old.
Di parantos 73 tahun.
I said, "Retire."
Tapi pensiun?
Refire.
Saya pensiunan.
The fire of heaven. I've got a lot to do for God yet.
Jarno atatan abdi pidamel kanggo pangeran.
Down in Mexico, a brother told me a while back.
Mexico, seorang saderek saiman kapungkurnya harus abdi.
Said, "Brother Myers, I'm praying that God will give you the lifespan of Moses."
Jarno Pak Mayer abdi menanda supaya salah masian Bapak Yosua sapertos Musa.
120 years old when he was 120 years old when he died.
Yosua 120 tahun waktu anjena pupus.
I screamed at him and said, "Who are you to limit God?"
Dengan kerwoka anjen, anjen teh saha naha ngabatesan pangeran?
This life down here is great, glorious.
Hirup di abdi ngabingahkeun.
I'm going to heaven.
Abdi bari angkat ka sawarga.
But I'm in no hurry.
Aing abdi henteu buru-buru.
Too much to do for the kingdom.
Teuing anu kedah di bidamel kanggo padamelan.
Those that are viewing this message.
Aranyeun anu nyaksikeun pesan ieu.
Whether you sing it in India.
Sarek aya di India.
In Cambodia.
Di Kamboja.
Or Vietnam.
Di Vietnam.
Or in Jordan.
Di Yordania.
Or in Romania.
Dan di Rumania.
Or some other nation.
Sabar nagara sana.
Let me assure to you.
Ya sabi anu ngajamin saderek.
That this message will work in your country. In your land.
Di negara saderek.
In your country because it's Bible truth.
Margi eta pebeneran Alkitab.
The largest offerings that I've ever seen given to God through my ministry.
Persembahan pangangkana nu kantos abdi ningal ngalangkungan pelayanan abdi.
Have been in semi-industrialized world.
Kajantenan di dunia semi-industri.
Like Malaysia.
Katos Malaysia.
Kuala Lumpur, the capital.
Kuala Lumpur, ibu kota.
Kuala Lumpur. Also in Mexico City.
Oke, di kota Mexico.
Or in Kinshasa, Zaire.
Atau napi di Kinshasa, Zaire.
Or in Bogota, Colombia.
Atau napi Bogota, Colombia.
This message will work if you preach it and live it.
Misalnya ngutbahkan sarang meraktekanana.
If you share it and live it, it'll work in your life at any level.
Ngabagikan sarang meraktekanana ya paling hasil dina hirup dan sarang dina tingkat.
But you have to get started.
Mana baik? Nah, sarang kedah ngawitan.
In order to come to Los Angeles.
Harus biasa dugi ke Los Angeles.
I had to leave Seattle, Washington.
Tapi kadang ngantun ke Seattle, Washington.
It wasn't enough to want to go. I had to get moving.
Entah cakap uhoyong abdi kadang gerak.
And to move in this dimension, you've got to get started.
Aku gerak ina dimensi ya, sadar kadang ngawitan.
Don't forget.
Tak ingin hilap.
If you're not a tither.
Tapi sadar kita acan-cantan masih ada persepuluhan.
You haven't even begun to know what stewardship is all about.
Tarik takkan terang kumah ngurus berkat.
Some people prefer to suffer than to obey.
Tapi perajaan melanggung resep sangsara tibatan taat.
See, when we walk in disobedience.
Ingat waktu seorang mapah dina kentetaatan.
That disobedience cancels the value of the promise in our lives.
Kentetaatan eta nunda penten tina perjanjian tina hirup orang.
God said in verse 11 of chapter 3.
Pangeran kadawuh dina ayat 11.
Of Malachi.
Pasal 3 dina Maliaki.
I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts.
Pelakan maraneku kami moal dibikin dirusaku hama. Pelak anggur baris mehpoi baruahan.
I knew a man down in Mexico.
Tapi terang ke seorang pemegat di Mexico.
He sold his corn crop.
Hanya yang ngical hasil panen jagongnya.
For 5,000 pesos.
Harga 5,000 peso.
Which at that time was $400.
Ina waktos eta nilainya $400.
When the bank paid him for his corn.
Waktos bank mayar harga jagong eta.
He said he heard a voice whispering something in his ear.
Hanya yang ngadangu suara dina cepilna.
Said. You're foolish to pay tithe on such a poor crop.
Nyaruskeun anjeun bodoh masihan sapersepuluhan apan panen oge henteu alus.
Entonces he decided not to pay his tithe.
Mutuskeun moal mayar sapersepuluhanana.
They paid him 5 bills of 1,000 pesos each.
Bang mayar 5 lembar masing-masing 1,000 peso.
So he put the bills on top of his handkerchief.
Terus disimpen dina sapu tangan.
Pañuelo. And then he got out of the bank and had to sneeze.
Waktu anjana keluar di bank, anjana bersin. Waktu
he pulled out his handkerchief.
Tangan anjana dikeluarkan.
And the bills fell on the ground.
Artosna murah katana.
All the corn crop.
Raya hasil panena.
So he reaches down to get his corn crop.
Anjana dongko nyandak atos eta.
And a wind picked up the bills.
Angin ngahiberkan artos-artos eta.
And took him toward heaven.
Dicandak ke sawarga.
He said, "Lord, send them back. I was just teasing you. I was going to tithe."
Taurna Gusti uy kendeui artos eta abi mong heureuy. Abi bade hapian sapersepuluhan.
The bill said, "Goodbye."
Artos eta wulujeng kantun, wulujeng kantun.
"We don't want a thing to do with you ungrateful Christian."
Abi moal aya urusan deui jeung maneh urang Kristen anu teu bisa mulang tarima.
Ay ay ay.
Wah wah.
This is a lifestyle so glorious.
Ya gaya hirup anu sakitu muliana.
That you almost worry because you're not worrying like everybody else.
Rika sadarek ampir hariwang kumarki sadarek tem hariwang supartos nulian.
The people, all your friends think you need psychiatric care.
Jama sadaya batur sadarek mikir sadarek kedah di parios ku psikiater.
They think you've got some loose screws in your coconut.
Mikiran naranjena sadarek rada gelo.
But God is wanting to teach His people.
Nah, pangeran hoyong ngawulang umatna.
That our reason in this world is not just to escape hell.
Dan alasan orang ayah di dunia ieu sanes saukur hante lebet ka neraka.
We are here to serve, to bless, to give, to share.
Rani dia kanggo ngalayanan, ngaberkahan masihan sareng ngabagikeun.
A friend of mine in Guatemala, Jorge Lopez.
Rencangan abdi di Guatemala, Jorge Lopez.
He's got his own translation of of Psalms 23:1.
Ada terjemahannya ini tina Mazmur 23 ayat 1.
He says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
Caurna pangeran teh Gusti pangon abdi abdi moal kakirangan.
I'm his sheep.
Abdi teh domba.
Obey him. And he can shear me when he wants.
Mantena tiasa.
Traskilar me.
Nyukur abdi iraha bae mantena hoyong.
And see, in Spanish, the word wool is lana.
Ingat, dina bahasa Spanyol, kecap wool teh lana.
But it's also a synonymous word for money.
Ya oke, sinonim kanggo kecap artos.
So if you're perspiring, maybe you got too much wool.
Dan mampi sadrek kesangan, panggila sadrek seur teing wool.
And you need to be sheared.
Kata sadrek kedah dicukur.
For your own good.
Kanggu kehadian sadreknya lira.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria.
Gloria.
As good as I feel this afternoon.
Terasa pikiran merenah siang ini.
It'd be worth your trip to heaven.
Perjalanan sadrek ke surga paling berharga.
It'd be worth your trip to heaven just to watch me dance through the gate.
Pengganggu ngingalingi abdi ngibing ngalakukan kapura.
I'm going to see the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, my Redeemer, my Savior.
Abi bilang angkat ningali raja tina segala raja pangeran tina segala pangeran juru selamat abdi.
And I'm going to spend many years at his feet, about 10 million years.
Abi hoyong nyiapkan tahun dina sampai anak kinten-kinten 10 juta tahun.
Then I'm going to get up and try to greet everybody that sees this message, has seen this message.
Ajeng abi bade ngabagiakeun setiap jalmi anu parantos ningal pesen ieu.
Oh, what a festival we will have. What a fiesta.
Kita ageng nu bade sihadiran ku urang, hiji pesta nu rame.
God is doing great things in the earth.
Pangeran ujung midang melahal hanu ageng di bumi.
So I want to conclude this message.
Ayo pada nyimpulkan pesan ieu.
Praying for those that are reaching out for something greater.
Aranjeuna nuju ngajangkau hal anu langkung ageng.
Perhaps you're trying to buy property in your country. You're a leader.
Ayo usahakan sagagaleuh properti di daerah negara saderek-saderek saurang pamimpin.
Or you want to roof a building or build a building for where you can gather to worship God.
Sadek bade masang hateup atanapi hiji gedong kanggo nyembah pangeran.
Then be determined to be a servant like you've never been.
Yang buka tekad janten gandek anu hade.
And then begin to share of your little. Begin to sow seeds.
Ngawitan masyanaun nu dipikaduh saderek ngawitan tinu alit ngawitan nu nebar bini-bini.
Everything that you have in your hand is a seed.
Hal anu dipikaduhku saderek dina panangan sadereknya eta bini.
Everything in the hand of God is a harvest.
Segala hal dina panangan Allahnya eta buah.
But until the seed leaves your hand, it'll never reproduce itself.
Jika bini ngantunkeun panangan saderek ieu moal tumumbuh sorangan.
So I'm going to pray now.
Dan abdi kalade naleda ayeuna.
That God will make this message a reality and a lifestyle for you to embrace from now until you see Jesus Christ face to face.
Sadaya supados pangeran ajantenkeun hal ieu nu nyata tur hiji gaya hirup pikeun sadaya kanggo midamel ngawitan ayeuna dugi ka sadaya ningali Yesus Kristus di payuneun.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
Bapa di lebet nama Yesus,
I thank you for the opportunity.
Abi muji syukur kanggo kasempatan ieu.
Of sharing truth.
Ngabagikeun bebeneran.
Revolutionary truth, truth of your word that revolutionizes our lives.
Kebenaran anu ngubah hirup abdi sadaya.
I pray your blessing on everyone that views this film.
Abdi ngadoakan berkah sadaya anu nyaksikeun film ieu.
And may they see that their stewardship
ningali yen cara ngurus berkah aranjeuna
is a part of their relationship with God even in the material sense.
Eta bagian tina hubungan aranjeuna sareng pangeran malah tina hal materi.
And where their treasure is,
di mana ayana harta aranjeuna,
there their heart will be also.
Ayana hati aranjeuna aya.
Oh Father, may we live as Jesus lived.
Oh Bapa, abdi hirup sakumaha Yesus hirup.
And we'll be glad we did.
Abdi baris bingah midamelna.
Throughout all ages.
Sepanjang segala zaman.
Oh praise be unto God.
Oh puji Gusti.
Blessings upon you.
Berkah-berkah lungsur ka saderek.
Amen.
Amin.